Zondervan presents The Christmas Lamp by Laurie Copeland, read by Laurel Merlington. To my family, Lance, Randy, Maureen, James, Abby, Annabelle, Joe, Josh, Rick, Shelley, Audrey, Russ, Gage, and Grandma Opal. Love you forever. 1. Ronnie walked to the break room refrigerator and took out a piece of cheese and a handful of grapes. Bumping the door closed with her hip, she heard it. The telltale sound of a crash, and then lights and ornaments hitting the pavement. Judy sprang from her chair.
Good grief! This is a record even for nativity!
Moving to the window, the women peered out. Ronnie heaved a sigh of disbelief when she spotted a silver Acura SUV buried in spruce. Tinsel dangled from the headlights. A man peered out the driver's side window. Moments later, the tall, well-dressed man wearing corduroy slacks and a sport shirt unwound his frame from the driver's seat and got out of the vehicle. Closing her eyes, Ronnie drew a deep breath and announced, "The new consultant is here." The two women reached the door simultaneously. Bounding toward the accident, Ronnie quickly assessed the situation. The city crew seemed untouched. One or two looked slightly dazed, but the consultant's expression was more, "What hit me?" than angry.
"Is everybody okay?"
Ronnie called as she approached the chaotic scene.
"I'm fine," the newcomer said.
He glanced at the workers.
"Anyone hurt?"
The men shook their heads, eyes scanning the mess. Ronnie extended a hand.
"You must be the new consultant."
He took the outstretched hand.
"Jake Briscoe."
"Ronnie Elliott. I manage the city administration office." Her gaze assessed the dark-haired...